Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to REN's first quarter results 2014. I'm joined by Gonçalo Soares, our CFO, to whom I'll pass the floor. And in the end, if you have questions, you can pose them to him.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. Thank you for joining this first quarter 2014 results. In our opinion, the results were good and they were completely in line with our expectations. What we can see at operational results level is that they are pretty stable. EBITDA came down very slightly. This was basically the result of last year's change in regulation regarding the hydro land remuneration, which has a negative impact, but was basically compensated by lower costs and also by the expansion of the regulated asset base in electricity. I think that the two most relevant events of the quarter are actually below EBITDA. On the negative side, we have the expected extraordinary tax on the energy sector, which was already accrued, so we have included a quarter of the expected impact for 2014 of this measure. On the positive side, we also have what we had expected, which was a very favorable evolution of the financial costs. I think that apart from the fact that net financial debt also came down, I think what is noteworthy is the material decline on the average cost of debt. We knew that this was going to happen, but it's always nice to see it finally occurring, and so we have this extremely material decrease from a value that was around the same time last year, around 574, was at the end of last year around 5.5 for the full year, and so we have now an average cost of debt of 4.8, which is a material and important improvement. That has resulted in the fact that the recurring net income has increased in the quarter due to this improvement on the group's financial results. On the investment part, we have a low number in terms of CapEx, but this is, I would say, completely irrelevant, as the first quarter has very typically low values of CapEx, and so very small changes or anticipations or delays of a specific project may have a larger impact on this specific quarter, but in our opinion it is completely irrelevant and immaterial insofar as it relates to the full year account. Moving on to slide number three is just the main financial indicator. What you can see is that the sovereign debt risk of Portugal continues its steady decrease. On one side, this is good. I think this is also helping us on the financial costs. As you know, it also has a negative impact on the rate of return, which we have on our assets, on our regulated asset basis. But the decline in the rate of return on a year-on-year basis is much lower this year compared to 2013 than it was in 13 compared to 12. So we are seeing a small decline in the remuneration via rate of return, but which is more than compensated by the normal and usual increase in the regulated asset base. Moving to slide number five, as you know, in this first quarter, CapEx and transfers to RAB are still not very meaningful numbers, so we have a decrease versus last year. But as I say, this is not very meaningful. We are maintaining, and I can assure you, our objective, as we've said in the business plan in the last few years, our objective of reaching around 200 million in CapEx, which is very much in line with the CapEx that we did in 2012 and with the figure that we had last year. So that is still our full year objective, and this is just a question of timing. Moving on to slide number six, I'd just like to point out that we are continuing to invest well and efficiently, and that most of our investment continues to focus on the electricity with premium, as you've seen in the previous quarters. Electricity with premium accounts now for around 27% of the regulated asset base, compared with 33% of electricity without premium, and we think that in the near future these numbers will be the same, and the RAB will be more or less composed of both assets without and with premium. Hydro land continues to decline as usual, as it is amortized along the years. Natural gas, as you know, depends on yearly investments. The yearly investments this year are more towards the end of the year, so it is normal that you will see a small decline in the regulated asset base in the first quarters, which will then be somehow compensated later in the year. Slide number 7. As we said, we are looking at remuneration of both electricity and gas assets. If you look at electricity, what you can see is that although we have that negative impact from the rate of return, which has come down slightly from last year to this year and has a negative impact of 1 million euros, this is more than compensated by the increase of the asset base and also by the improvement of the asset mix that we have in electricity. On the gas side, you also can see that you have a slight improvement in terms of remuneration. In terms of costs, we are continuing, as this has been our objective in the last years, continuing to try and improve efficiency. On the external services side, we have many different cost savings. It is not concentrated in a single line. We are talking about the improvements in terms of maintenance costs. We are talking about improvements in terms of IT costs. We are talking about improvements in terms of consultants and affiliation fees. So there is many different cost items that have improved in this quarter relative to last year. Personnel costs. You are now seeing a little bit more the impact of the reorganization efforts that we started mainly last year. Last year, as you know, these were the decrease in personnel costs because of the reduction in number of persons was compensated by an increase in actuarial costs. As these are stable, more or less, year on year from 2014 to 2013, now you can see the real savings increasing on the personnel costs line as people continue to leave. I think that both these savings and these evolutions give us very good comfort in order to meet the regulatory targets that we have in terms of efficiency. Slide number 9 just shows you the non-core costs. I would go straight to slide number 10, where it basically sums up the impacts on EBITDA. So you can see that there is a positive impact on the return on the regulated asset base. There is the usual positive impact on recovery of depreciation, which then is more than compensated by the fall in hydro land remuneration, as well as own works. As you know, this is related not only to assets being built, but also to the interest rates, as these are benefiting us on the interest cost side. They also have a slightly negative impact on the EBITDA side. Then you have a very small impact from variations of interest on tariff deviations, as this year we are still receiving interest, but we are receiving a little bit less than we received last year. This is, I would say, an unusual pattern, as in any given year we can be receiving or paying interest on tariff deviations. Below EBITDA, on slide 11, depreciations, I would say no major news. Net financial income, as I've mentioned before, I'd say was a major improvement that we've finally seen trickling through the accounts on this quarter. I think that the hard work and the effort on refinancing last year has paid off. And so not only are we reducing debt, but we have this major decrease on the cost of debt to around 4.8%. We are expecting that along the year, we will still maintain a big improvement versus the average cost of debt that we have in the year 2013. On the taxes side, I'd say that apart from the extraordinary levy, everything is more or less as expected, and there were no major surprises here. So in terms of net income, you can see that net income is falling around 10%, so close to 3 million euros, but that in reality, without taking into account the extraordinary levy, which is in effect for the year 2014, we would actually be increasing more than 11%. Looking at slide number 13, at net debt, we can see that it has decreased in this first quarter. I'd say that this is also a normal dynamic. I would like to remind you that this has also happened in previous years. You will see in the second quarter, given the payment of dividends, have a different evolution, so you'll probably see net debt then increase again in the second quarter. Although we expect it in full year, net debt should decrease on a year-on-year basis. That will have an effect on net debt to EBITDA. This is more or less stable. It increased a little bit, but is more or less stable in this quarter versus the end of the year, but it should increase a little bit in second quarter and then improve again in the following two quarters. This concludes, I'd say, the main messages that we have in terms of results. I think that the operational results were positive, well within our expectations. I think that finally, we are seeing the results of the refinancing that we did in the last couple of years. This is a, I'd say, an extremely positive result of that process. As I said, in terms of investment, we are not worried at all, and this is, I'd say, an event that happened only in this first quarter because of some minor delays, and we are maintaining the full year objective. I would also like to point out two important events in terms of the share. On one side, we paid the dividends. I think that you all recognize that this is one of the most attractive dividends, even among Portuguese companies, if not the most attractive dividend, and I'd say an extremely attractive dividend yield in Europe. A second comment I would make is that the final phase of the privatization process is well underway. The Portuguese state is, as you know, selling its 11%. This will have a material impact on the free float and on the liquidity of the stock, and we hope that this will be extremely positive for the performance of the stock in the coming years. I am now glad to answer any questions that you may have relating to the first quarter results. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star two. Once again, please press star one to ask a question. Our first question today comes from Manuel Losa of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Couple of questions from my point of view. The first one is regarding the extraordinary electricity tax. I was just wondering whether you have some visibility for next year, 2015, whether you have any kind of expectations, lower, higher tax rate, different structures, whether the government will abolish it. I mean, any visibility would be helpful. Second one is whether you can provide us some color in terms of how are the negotiations with the government, sorry, with the regulator, in terms of the regulatory review for electricity starting, if I'm not wrong, next year. That's it. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for the question. So regarding the levy, our expectations was that this was an extraordinary levy. This is still our expectation, so this is in effect for 2014. There were some public comments by some government officials, namely the finance minister, that this would happen again in 2015. This is not written in then in the document that they circulated regarding the budget strategy, but this was what was said. So we are now continuing to monitor very closely the subject to understand if it will be maintained or not, if it will be maintained in the same size and or not. And as we've said in the past, we are still also looking at this from other points of view in order to defend our shareholders' interests, and we'll be making that decision until the moment that we have to pay it, which is 31st of October of 2014. So that is the levy. On the regulation front, it's still a little bit early. What I can tell you as of now is that we are feeling from the regulator that they will be privileging stability in terms of framework. So we are not expecting any major changes in the framework itself. So what I think we can expect, if I had to guess, was more or less the same framework with different parameters. Of course, in that specific case, I couldn't tell you as of now what are the specific parameters. That would be negotiated a little bit later and closer to the date where they have to publish it, and it's only after the summer. But I would say that the overall framework, in our view, will probably be maintained. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. That's star one for any further telephone questions. We have no further telephone questions in the queue at this time, so I'd like to turn the call back to the speaker for any additional or closing remarks. Thank you.
Everybody, you know I'm available to answer any of your questions if you want to put them privately. If not, have a nice day and a lovely weekend. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much.